It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Monday, July 22nd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. There's no question we are a country of smartphone addicts, but there's a problem. As consumers move more and more from computers to smartphones and tablets, the ad dollars just aren't moving along with them. That was reflected in Google's earnings last week. So starting today, the tech giant plans to nudge advertisers along by requiring ad campaigns to be offered across all platforms. Will it work? Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
Google's plan bundles ad packages, so would-be advertisers are basically forced to buy tablet and mobile ads when they buy ad space on Google.
Mobile advertising is actually an unsolved problem.
Carl Howe is a tech analyst with the Yankee Group. He says even the most successful mobile companies are struggling with ads. Demand is sluggish and prices are low.
You have the constraint that you have a very small screen and that the consumer is usually doing something else, like walking down the street.
And does not want to see an ad pop up and cover their street map. Tech consultant Tim Beharin says companies will figure out how to deliver effective ads on mobile devices because that's where all the consumers are going.
But there's no question, mobile will be a viable and very powerful advertising medium over time.
Mobile advertising brings in $3 billion a year and is growing 25% annually. It may grow faster than that if companies follow Google and start forcing advertisers into mobile. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
Let's play tech company historian for a minute. Remember the days when the name actually reflected what the company did? Pets.com was beautifully simple. Then there were the Ooz, Yahoo, Google. Recently, there was an era of removing the E, Tumblr and Flickr, spelled wrong on purpose. Well, as the Wall Street Journal recently pointed out, there's a new tech naming convention in town. Will Arimus at Slate Magazine breaks it down for us.
You've got names that just make no sense whatsoever. You've got a big data startup called Kaggle and a local merchant site called Zaarly, Z-A-A-R-L-Y.
And these are not actually elvish terms from Lord of the Rings. These are just nonsensical words.
That's right. And of course, the whole goal here is to come up with a company name where if you add .com to the end, no one will have already taken that domain name. So, of course, no one has Zaarly.com, which is great for Zaarly. Although there's a downside, which is that no one knows what the heck a Zaarly is.
Eventually, you could have a Kaggle.Kaggle, couldn't you?
Yeah, that's right. So there are a whole bunch of new top-level domains that are being rolled out. So it's not .com. It's .com. Whatever you want it to be.
Right.
So far, I haven't seen that really take off. But I think these trends all may signal the beginning of the end for the weird startup name.
I'm going to say that the next phase of this is the one-syllable word. So like WAMP.
Or Bloop, but you might have to misspell it EW because maybe somebody already has Bloop.
Or Dunk.
I bet you Dunk is taken.
But I'll bet Dunk.Dunk is not taken.
There you go. Dunk Dunk. I think we've come up with our new startup name, Ben.
Dunk Dunk. Look out for it, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be out there. Will Arimus, tech blogger for Slate. Thank you very much, sir.
Thanks, Ben.
You can tell us what you think the next naming convention trend in tech will be. Tweet it to us at Marketplace Tech. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.